If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This Illini guy, Mike Kegley. I'm here with Matt Stevens, the Illini guy's staff writer, Kedrick Prince, the Illini guy's director of recruiting. And we have some fantastic news in terms of where the Illini are ranked in the AP poll. And this is the first time that we've been able to say the Illini are ranked in the AP poll, and that has not happened since October 16th, 2011. Matt, what did you think of the rankings this week, and where are the Illini?
I didn't think they would be. I didn't think there would be the swell of momentum, you know, after the 9-6 win, which I thought, again, I just got done watching, honestly. You know, it's like recording this on a Sunday night, but I thought it was a really, really good performance by the Illini. Don't get me wrong. And it pretty much sets you up for bowl eligibility, and it keeps you on pace to potentially represent the West and what will probably be the last Western division of the Big Ten and all of those things. I just didn't think beating an unranked team by three when you were favored to do so by three or four was going to get it done in a way that I think where Illinois I thought was ranked, like they got receiving votes last week. They were somewhere around 35th, 36th. I didn't think they were going to be able to jump 10 spots in order to get in the poll. I still thought the loss to Indiana was going to be a real big weight, you know, kind of anchor on them. Turns out there's a whole bunch of people that were waiting to vote for Illinois. And I've had the basketball poll for a while. I don't have it anymore. Thank God Scott Ritchie has that assignment in the state of Illinois, and God bless him for it. But I've done that where you get down to like 20 and you're like, boy, I got to fill this thing out. I got to put five more teams in here and fill it out. I've had that assignment. And so I think there was a lot of that. I think there was a lot of, hey, Illinois is 5-1, you know, let's put them in the bottom, you know, and I think a lot of people did that. So didn't think there would be a whole lot of this momentum, but happy to see that there is. And I think that nationally, there's a lot of people that are paying a lot of attention to what Brett Bielema was putting together here in Champaign. And I hope that everybody can kind of see what's kind of going on here in year two.
Perfect. And of course, being 24 is awesome. It's been a long time for that. Ked, what were your thoughts? You know, we were there, you know, all three of us sitting, you know, kind of in a row along with Brad Sturdy. What were your thoughts coming into this? Did you expect this week to be the week that they got ranked?
Well, I know the last time they were ranked in 2011, I probably had some hair on my head, so I don't know. That's how long, that's how long it's been, because I'm completely bald now. But I agree with Matt on two accounts. You know, one thing is I remember I used to be able to get a vote too, you know, when it came to football and basketball polls. And the one thing I said for myself, I was never just going to vote because what everybody else said. I tried to be fair about it and watch games. And if I didn't, I did some homework behind it. But I'm surprised, just like Matt said, only because it was a 9-6 win. And I, you know, like when we did our podcast previously, now that I was being negative, I'm surprised. I mean, you won 9-6, but on the other side of it, I really think the reason they are ranked is because they went to Wisconsin and they won convincingly at Wisconsin. And let's call a spade. I think a lot of this is because of who we have as a coach. Brett Bielema has a name. He is somebody that's relevant to college football. Regardless, I know there's going to be some fans out there who want to be Mr. Negativity and throwing my face out, you know, what happened in Arkansas. I don't care. You know, that was just a bad situation. It's not the same situation now. And to me, I think his name, I mean, people all across the country are talking about Illinois football. And, you know, I think it's good. And I'm not surprised that they're ranked. I'm just surprised that they are ranked. That makes any sense, because the issue is they didn't blow anybody out and they really haven't beaten a ranked team. But they found a way to win last night. And I think what they're doing nationally as far as defensive numbers, and I mean, I think it's great. I'm just as impressed with the offense. I know we got a lot of people in this world out there. Maybe they don't understand the game of football, and I'm not saying I'm a master for football, but you lose your starting quarterback, and there's a reason why Art didn't win the starting quarterback job. That doesn't mean that he stinks. It just means that, you know, Tommy's a little bit better, and I think people know how good he is as a quarterback. So, but that's why, you know, I guess that's my thought. I don't want to keep rambling, but I'm happy for the kids, the program, and the fans. I think the fans deserve this. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time when you really sit back and you think about it. You know, 2011, that means that, you know, thankfully we have a good coach. So we're not in the situation where we're going to have to wait another 11 years for this, because I don't want to keep, you know, I don't want to be 44. Now I'm 55. Then I got to wait till I'm 66. I mean, come on, that's not going to happen. So got a little quiz for the two of you. So turn your computers off in terms of your Internet Explorer. October 16th, 2011. What was Illinois ranked that week, the last time they were ranked in the poll?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to say 20.
I actually don't know this. I should have. I wrote the darn story that they were ranked.
and you definitely should know it.
I was going to guess somewhere in the teens, like 17.
They're actually 23rd.
Okay.
They had dropped from 16 when they had lost to Ohio State to go to 6-1. And of course, as we know this fateful season, we know what was going to happen the next week. They were going to lose to go to 6-2. And, you know, it was going to be a slide to 6-6.
So, Mike, I know you have an agenda. And, but I just think about this. I saw a stat today, and I know you guys have both heard it before. Is it true that Illinois was the last Power 5 team in the country to not be ranked? Or how does that stat go? They had the longest
streak of not being ranked. Yeah.
Out of all Power 5 schools.
Yep. Yeah. Kansas handed them that baton like the week before because Kansas got ranked.
Yeah, and then
Illinois had the longest streak. And I wrote this story, so I do know this. That baton gets handed to Rutgers. And next in line is Oregon State, and next in line is Vanderbilt. So Illinois was obviously they were ranked in 2011. But they had the longest streak for a week.
Now, here's the part of the test that gets a little more complicated. That October 16th, 2011, who was the number one team in the country?
In 2011, that was my second year. It was my third year covering Mississippi State. You want me to say Alabama, but I'm not gonna.
I'm not. I'm gonna say Florida State or Florida.
No,
Ked is wrong.
That was the number one team in 2011.
What?
That wasn't the year. That was not. I don't. Was that the year that USC was ranked? With Lane Kiffin's USC team was ranked number one in the preseason, but I don't know if they stayed there. Oh, so like we're talking on October 16th, 2011, yes, who was the number one ranked team in the country?
Yep. This is a hard test for you, Liz.
Florida?
Nope.
Okay. I said that. He said, I'm curious to see who this is.
LSU was number one.
Yeah, that's right. Because they won the greatest regular season game of my generation, I think, if that's correct.
Well, this not this week, but yes. Alabama was number two. They were both 7-0.
Right.
Wow.
Then you had Oklahoma. And then I would like you to tell me who was number four and who was the head coach. LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma, 2011. Who was number four and who was the head coach?
I'm assuming you're saying it because it was a Big Ten school. Was it Ohio State?
Who would be the head coach, though?
So I am right.
I'm just saying, I need to know the school and the head coach.
Ooh, I don't know who was, but who was the what was the guy name that they let go who didn't win enough games or whatever?
It wasn't Tressel, was it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It was the Tressel.
Yeah, it wasn't Ohio State. I'm just kidding you, kid.
Right. God darn it, Mike. Hey man, this is a podcast. You can't be doing this to me.
Who was four? Four was
Notre Dame? I don't know. I don't get another vote. Okay.
It was LSU, Alabama,
Oklahoma.
And I'm not going to be able to get this. Sorry.
All right. The number four team in the country was Wisconsin, coached by Brett Bielema.
Wow.
At 6-0.
That's a good question.
Now, there's what a little bit of research does for you, because I did not know that. But when you talk about, I almost feel like we should have Jim Croce going, I got a name. I got a name.
good stuff, Mike.
Because there's your head coach. We didn't know it at the time, as we hated Brett Bielema and what he was doing to Illinois teams on the field. But we did not know that 11 years later, he would be taking the Illini on a return to the top 25. And now they go up against a Minnesota team that, I got to be honest with you, PJ Fleck and that Minnesota team have to be angry at the ease with which the Illini handled them last year on their homecoming. They've had a week off to get Ibrahim healthy. And then they've watched Illinois defeat Wisconsin and get a ton of press for it, beat Iowa and get a ton of press for it. And they've had to hear about how Illinois' defense is one of the few defenses better than Minnesota's. What do you guys think? And, you know, we'll kind of wrap this up, but what do you think about how Minnesota is going to be feeling coming into this game, Matt?
It's an elimination game for the Gophers. If they lose this game, they're not going to Indianapolis. That's the way they've got to think about it. I'm sure that's how PJ is going to prepare them for it. They've already lost the home game to Purdue for, I think, the first time since Richard Nixon was president. that's dead serious. I saw that on Purdue Twitter, like that Richard Nixon was the last time they were president. When the last time Purdue went into Minneapolis and won a football game. So I don't think that they can lose another game and feel like they have enough, you know, tiebreakers to get to, you know, 7-2 and be the team that's representing the West in Indianapolis. So this is an elimination game for them. Not so much an elimination game yet for Illinois, but it's pretty much one, because I think you even have Illinois fans, I still think, writing down that L in Ann Arbor and Penn. So you can't really afford to lose another game, Big Ten game, if you want to go to Indianapolis. So it's essentially a loser leaves town match, you know, in Champaign on Saturday. And I think that's how both teams have to look at it. And I think if you're Minnesota, you have to look at it like, we have to win this game, and we have to do the two things that you have to do in order to win a football game, which is establish the run and play good solid defense. And I think the team that does that is going to win the football game.
Ked, what are your thoughts?
I think, you know, I agree with 75% of what Matt said, because it's an elimination game, and maybe that's why, you know, I know this has been recorded on a Sunday, but maybe that's why when the odds came out, which just came out about 2 hours ago, Minnesota's favorite. You know, maybe it's because they get their running back, and they had a week to prepare. I think this team, Minnesota, maybe it's Illinois, you know, I mean, excuse me, is more comparable to Iowa, because Minnesota has a good running back. Iowa didn't. And to me, both teams, I mean, I just saw a stat watching the game. Minnesota only gives up 8 or 9 points a game, too. So it could be another defensive struggle with both teams. And I, it would be, it would, I don't want to say Illinois is primed for a loss, because I know Brett has talked about, you know, not getting, you know, above the, you know, the sea level and, you know, taking one game at a time. I love that approach, because these kids aren't looking, you know, saying, hey, you know, we're going to be looking forward to the Michigan game. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think Minnesota's back's against the wall. And I mean, Illinois has had some success, and the very few teams other than Ohio State, just, you know, they don't reel off 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 wins without a loss. So I don't want to see them lose. Obviously, I don't, but I think it's going to be tougher than what it was last week, especially if number three is not out there on the field. That's going to be a huge difference. And maybe that's why the spread is what it is, because he, you know, because we don't know the status of his play if he's going to be out there. But I hope that he's out there to play, because they're going to really have a hard time, you know, with Minnesota. But then maybe the playbook may open up again if Art's back out there. I mean, so who knows?
Yeah, it's – look, a few weeks ago, every once in a while I'll get things a little bit right. And I basically said if what the Wisconsin game was the biggest game of Brett Bielema's tenure at Illinois, and if he wins that, then the next biggest game – will be the Iowa game. And if he wins that, then the biggest game will be the Minnesota game. And I think when you're on a run, these games get bigger each week. And as a program, as a coach, as a player, these are the type of games you want to play in each and every week. So Illinois just has to get through this. And we'll see how touchdown Tommy is. You know, nobody knows. And if I know Coach B, he's going to play poker, and people won't really know exactly what is going on with Tommy. So I think we'll all be amazed next Saturday at 11 a.m. when we see who the quarterback is going to be. Of course, Illinois has some fantastic deals. I believe 2 for $79 for seats in the Horseshoe. So that's a heck of a deal. Go if you want to make memories. This is one of those seasons that is shaping up to be special. Make sure you go grab a ticket and cheer on the Illini if you're an Illini fan. If you're a Minnesota fan, I think they're all sold out. Sorry. Any final thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, I'm always known to say things that always endear myself to our subscribers and our people. Right? Look, there's a path. There's a path for Illinois to win with Art Sitkowski at quarterback, and I know that bothers people to hear that. I don't know why it bothers people to hear that, but there's a path for Illinois to win a football game with Art Sitkowski at quarterback and win this football game with Art Sitkowski at quarterback. And I truly believe that, because you've got coaches that know what the heck they're doing. I'm sorry. Like Barry Lunny knows what the heck he's doing with Art Sitkowski. Brett Bielema knows what he's doing in terms of a week of preparation. And this defense isn't going to get any better or worse because the quarterback's going to be different at Illinois. So the idea that, you know, I think Minnesota is favored, because quite frankly, I think Minnesota, you know, 1 through 85 in scholarships has maybe more talent on the roster. And then they have a NFL type running back, maybe coming back off an ankle injury that they didn't have against Purdue. So, you know, but, you know, I'm sorry. Illinois would prefer to have Tommy DeVito at quarterback, but after what I saw, like, I don't know what the status is. And I fully expect for Art Sitkowski to get more reps this week in practice. So I think there's a path for him to win. And I think that, again, it doesn't affect the way that Illinois wants to win football games under Brett Bielema, which is run the football, stop the run, and go get the passer and create some turnovers. That doesn't account for who was playing quarterback. It just doesn't. I think Illinois can win this football game. Despite, you know, if it's Tommy, if it's Art, I think they can win the football game. And I think that Brett Bielema will come up with a plan that expects them to win the football game by 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Perfect. Ked, any thoughts from you? I know you you spent a lot of time with the literally countless number of recruits that were at the game last week.
Well, here's my thought, Matt. It's been a long time since I've disagreed with you on a podcast, but this time I can agree with you, champ. I just can't. I'll give you the credit. Maybe 1 through 85, they may have a little bit more talent. I don't even know if I agree with that. I'll say depth. You talk about NFL running back, the Minnesota have. I think Illinois has one too. I think Illinois has a good offensive line. I think they have a good defensive line. I'm not going to sit here and say that Illinois is going to lose a game if Art is going to be the quarterback. I'm not saying that, but I do know this. The playbook has to open up and can't be the same as what it was last Saturday. I understand that because, you know what, I know this. He didn't take most of the reps last week. The second-string quarterback doesn't do that. And I do think that there'll be some difference, but I think if they're just going to throw the ball sideline to sideline and not throw the ball, you know, 25 yard downs, you know, down the field, it could be a long day for them. And I'm not mad at the kid. There's a reason he was a backup quarterback. He didn't win the job, but I do think he's good enough. I do think he's good enough to win the game, but I think they have to put him in position to do it. But I also respect the coaches are not going to put him in harm's way where he can do things that he can't do. Illinois found a gem in Tommy DeVito. I mean, the kid is on par to break the Illinois completion percentage record. I mean, so to me, I mean, if you're a quarterback and you're a freshman or you're a transfer, I don't know how you can't look at Illinois right now because that was a knock on them. You can't do that anymore. So I see things a little differently. I think Illinois' talent, I'm watching those guys hit on defense, open up holes. To me, they're as good as anybody in the Big Ten. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but talent-wise, they don't have the depth that these teams have. But talent-wise, and they're proving that, I think they're as good as anybody in the conference.
Well, I agree with everything Ted said. Yeah. Like, honest to God, I agree with everything he said. The gist of my point was that there's a lot of subscribers that we have that don't think Illinois has a chance in hell if Art Sitkowski is the starting quarterback. And I'm here to tell you right now that that's absolutely 100% false.
100% but, false. You know, in fairness to them, and I don't agree with them, I agree with you, the fumble and the interception is what people remember. It left a bad taste in their mouth, and they think that's probably what's going to happen. But I can assure you, I know that won't happen next week. That's why they're saying that. Because if he wouldn't have fumbled, okay, no big deal. If he wouldn't have threw the pick, but you know what? He ran the play that was called. Can't blame the guy. He didn't check anybody off. Well, it is what it is. So to me, I understand it, but it's not fair to him because I can assure you that won't be happening all the time next weekend. Sorry to cut you off, buddy.
No, you're good. This idea that Art Sitkowski sucks is just I don't know where that he didn't win the starting quarterback job because he's not as good as Tommy DeVito. Just because you're not as good as Tommy DeVito doesn't mean you stink. Like, that transitive property doesn't work here. And so, you know, Barry Lunney is going to come up with a plan. And I think that I've said it on our boards, there's a process to what Barry Lunney does. And if he feels Barry Lunney is a process guy. If he takes more reps with Art in what they want to run on Saturday, he'll feel better about calling the same stuff with Art on Saturday. Like that's not hard to understand. And so if Art's only getting 20% of the reps, guess what? Like, I don't feel comfortable calling a whole bunch in our playbook because Art didn't rep it, you know? And so I thought what they did in the fourth quarter with those one-on-ones down the sideline, that's, I think, where I think Art can have success. And I think that's what Barry is going to dial up for him. And I thought the offensive line did a spectacular job of keeping the pocket clean for Art. And so, I mean, again, don't be surprised if Art Sitkowski looks better than Tanner Morgan on Saturday. That's all I'm saying. And so there's certainly a path for Illinois to win this football game with everything they have on their roster, as Ked put, against a Minnesota team that's not God's gift to football, you know? And so I think Illinois is primed to do some really big things with that number next to their name now.
Well, it'll be a fantastic game. I encourage everybody to tune in or show up there in Champaign. You know, it's been, you know, 3 decades or longer since we've got to this point, and it looks like we'll be there consistently, not just, you know, one shining moment of 2001 or 2007. And these are the memories that people remember. You know, when I sat down you know, even just or, you know, was talking with Craig Swope, you know, the All-American safety for the 1983 team. You know, we talked about games he played in, I watched, and, you know, two people from very different backgrounds growing up in different areas of the United States could bond over those memories. And there'll be those memories created here under Brett Bielema and under this coaching staff with these type of players that people will be seeing. And maybe, you know, depending on where the Illini go this year, this could either be the year that started it all, or it could be like the shocking breakthrough year. You just don't know. So it's great to be a part of those type of things. And one of the things I think I'm going to close with here is it's really important that when you look at teams like Wisconsin, who has been good since Barry Alvarez, you know, showed up in 1990 and had things turned around in about 2 years. And Iowa has been good since Hayden Fry got there in 78 and turned things around. Those teams under those type of leaders, you know, Barry Alvarez to you know, Brett Bielema to Paul Christ, now Jim Leonard. You know, you have Iowa from Hayden to Kirk Ferentz. You know, those teams have been taught to win games that they have to win when their back is against a wall, to find a way to eke out close victories when it could easily be a loss. And now we're starting to see the Illini win when they have to win, and we see them eking out close victories when it could have went the other way. That tells me Brett Bielema is installing the culture that he wants in this program. And I think they're on the verge of something really good. And the other thing I would tell people is be listening and watch, you know, be listening for podcasts from Ked on the recruits that he got a chance to talk to. Be looking for articles on IlliniGuys.com about different recruits. Of course, Matt does articles, you know, practically 5 days a week, talking about the football program. You really want to be a part of what we have going on. And even cooler is, you know, it's $99 a year. You get 7 days to test it out and kick the tires, but you can go out and you can ask a question of Matt or Ked on the message boards that are behind the paywall. It's not like reading a newspaper where you're like, gosh, I wish he would have talked about X, Y, and Z in the article. You can simply bang out a message and say, hey, Matt, what did you mean by, or hey, Ked, do you think this kid is really interested? And you can get that information. It makes it much better than just reading the newspaper. But yeah, folks, it's going to be a big one this weekend. We'd love to see you there. If you want to get prepared for the game, we do have our family of podcasts. It's Sturdy for 30, Ked's Recruiting Roundup. We will have an Eye on the Illini where we preview the game with somebody from the Minnesota market. We will also have on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. That's our 2-hour radio extravaganza that you can listen to. You go to IlliniGuys.com. Hit the radio button and you will find where we are broadcast and what days we're on. You find the city closest to you. You go, is it on Friday? Is it on Saturday? And what time? And you can look up the station and tune in. All we ask you to do is anytime you're listening to the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular, call up the station, tell them thank you for having us on the air. That helps us a lot. And we ask for 5-star reviews on our podcast. So those are the things that we have out there for you folks. We really appreciate everything that you're doing. And of course, this week is going to be an exciting week as we build up to a very important Minnesota game. So I would tell everybody, you know, stay tuned to IlliniGuys.com and we will see you later in the week. Go Illini.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.